While the races for Philadelphia District Attorney and New Jersey Governor garnered the most attention yesterday, some of the most striking election results involved Democratic success in the Philly suburbs. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
Republicans have dominated Delaware County politics for decades, but that changed yesterday. David Landau is the county Democratic chairman.
We were up against one of the most powerful political machines in the country. We hadn't won any elections in a popular election. They had ruled for 140 years, and we had a tidal wave up and down the ticket.
Voters elected the first two Democratic county council members ever, along with a Democratic sheriff, county controller, and register of wills. It wasn't just Delaware County, though. Democrats also won countywide row offices in Chester County for the first time since the county was established in the 1790s. And in Bucks County, they won certain offices for the first time in 30 years. Party leaders say they had good candidates and good messages, but Chester County Democratic Chairman Brian McGinnis says this was also about using local votes to send a national message.
People could say what they want, but Trump was on the ballot, and his policies were on the ballot, and we made sure that we wanted to make this a statement election.
Delaware County Republican Chairman Andy Riley says he knew Democrats were making registration gains as the county's demographics changed. And, yeah, there's that Trump thing.
They had an easy motivator in Washington, D.C. Their base was easily motivated, and it didn't cost them much to motivate that base.
What does it mean? Congressional elections are next year, and Democrats think Tuesday's results show they have a shot at rousting Republican Congressman Pat Meehan, Ryan Costello, or Brian Fitzpatrick from their suburban seats. State Republican Chairman Val DiGiorgio says he's expecting a tough battle.
But we're prepared. We're already raising the money we need to raise for our candidates. Our candidates have shown the ability to vote their districts, which will be important next year.
One vote they may have to consider soon will be over President Trump's tax plan. Dave Davies, WHYY News.